Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 12, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Sources tell the New York Times that the attack on Starwood Hotels database that exposed the data of around 500 million guests was part of an intelligence gathering effort believed to be done for China's Ministry of State Security. Geng Shuang, a spokesman for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, denied any knowledge of the attack. At Intel's Architecture Day, the company announced it plans to introduce products in 2019 built on Foveros 3D stacking. Similar to stacked memory, the technology stacks processing components inside a chip. On-die memory, power regulation, graphics, and AI could all constitute separate chiplets that can sometimes be stacked. It also means some chiplets could be manufactured on a 10-nanometer process, while others are still 14 or 22 nanometers. Intel also announced Sunny Cove architecture will be the heart of the next-gen Core and Xeon processors coming at the end of next year. And Intel promises its Gen 11 integrated graphics will surpass 1 teraflops. Intel still plans to introduce a discrete graphics processor as well, called Xe, by 2020. Algorithm released a new version of its music mixing DJ app for iOS. It's a universal app now for iPhone and iPad that includes support for DJ hardware over USB-C. The app is now free with classic mixing features and Spotify integration, and a $4.99 a month subscription unlocks advanced features, which used to be added through in-app purchases. Existing app owners can get a subscription for $9.99 for the first year. NamePro reports Google has transferred the duck.com domain to search engine DuckDuckGo. Google got the name when it acquired Onto Technologies in 2010. Google CEO Sundar Pichai told the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, right now there are no plans to launch search in China. Pichai said Google has developed and looked at what search would look like in China, but added there are no current discussions with the Chinese government. Google pulled search out of China in 2010 over pressure to censor results and claims of cyber attacks against Google originating from within China. Also, several members of Congress in the hearings accused Google of being biased against conservatives. Pichai said independent studies have not uncovered any bias in search results. Bloomberg's Debbie Wu reports its sources say Apple is developing a plan to shift iPhone production out of China should U.S. tariffs hit 25% on its products. Right now, no tariffs at all are imposed on iPhones made in China that are at least sold in the U.S. Apple plans to keep its supply chain as it is for now. Comcast offered to bring internet service to 96% of the 1,300 residents of Charlton, Massachusetts, for a total of $462,123 plus interest to be paid over 15 years. The plan would save the town money, as the alternative is to spend $1.5 million to build its own municipal network that was approved back in 2015. At a town meeting Thursday, 56% of Charlton's 160 attending residents voted against accepting the Comcast offer. The municipal plan is expected to break even over the long term. Verizon DSL is the ISP for about 88% of the town now. Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou was released on bail by a Canadian court Tuesday. Meng must remain in British Columbia, provide a supervisor with telephone numbers, live at a $5.6 million home that was selected as her residence, and stay indoors between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. every day. She'll have to surrender her passports and be under the watch of a security company while wearing an ankle bracelet. The U.S. is seeking extradition of Meng on accusation of fraud regarding sale of technology to Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. U.S. President Trump told Reuters he might intervene in the case if he thought it would help trade negotiations with China. Finally, Samsung will shut down one of its smartphone manufacturing plants in Tianjin, China, by the end of the year due to a decline in sales of smartphones in the country. Samsung's market share in China was down to 1% in Q1 after a high of 15% in 2013. The plant employs 2,600 workers who will be offered compensation packages and opportunities to transfer to other Samsung facilities. Samsung's phone factory in Guangdong will continue to operate. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.